hands of such a man, hungry, tired, beaten daily, and worse than beaten. He would have trained me to the practice of his own cruelties if he could. Did he know who you were? I believe so. He used to display me to visitors. After one such banquet, the visitor seemed to recognize me, and the Baron put silence on him. "Put silence?" asked the Marshal. "He was some sort of wizard, Sir Marshal. I know little of that, but he could silence men and hold them motionless by his powers, though what he enjoyed most was hearing them scream. That visitor, whose name I never knew, had some strange powers himself, for he woke me, while he himself was being tormented in the dungeons. He sent me away."
"How?"
asked the High Marshal, after a long pause. "I am not sure. By then I had tried escape, and been so punished for it that I'd ceased to hope for anything but death. But this man took my fear and sent me. 'There is a High Lord above all barons,' he said. 'Go to his courts and be free.' And so I climbed out the baron's window, and down the wall, and ran through the woods until I came out of that land. When I came to the coast, I stowed away on a ship, and eventually came to Bannerlyth, where they set me ashore with their good wishes. I worked my way inland, to Leonia, at any work I could find, until I fetched up at a Liam Holverick's on a cold winter day, half-starved and frozen. He took me in, first as a labourer, then as a page in the household, and then, when I showed aptitude for fighting, made me a squire. The rest you know. Anyway, it is from that man, Baron Secady, that I got my name as I know it. He told me it was Kiri Artfiel Phelan. He called me Artfiel. I use Kiri. What it really is Falkiri Amrothlan Artfielan," said Pox.
"Falkiri," he breathed. "So close. Like the sword."
"He must have known," said the High Marshal. "He must have known who you were, and delighted in that knowledge. Some scum of Leart's, no doubt. Would you could remember where that was?"
"If I could remember that, Sir Marshal, I would long ago have freed his domain of him."
"Vengeance?" asked one of the elves. "No, not vengeance alone. He was cruel to many others, not me alone. It would lighten my heart to know the world free of him."
"My lord," said the Crown Prince, "you do not wish me to use your title yet, but I must call you something. What will you do now? Will you travel at once to Chea?"
Phelan looked at Pox, who nodded. "I think I must, Your Highness. Leonia has been too long without me."
"Will they accept you?" asked Duke Marakai. "Lady Poxenarian said something about the elves."
"Their council swore the night I left to accept as their king the man the sword declared," said Pox quickly. "At that time I did not know it was Duke Phelan. As for the elves, the lady of the Lady's Forest wished to see him before the coronation. The elves had their fears, as I said."
"And do you still, cousins?"
asked Phelan of the listening elves, slightly stressing the last word.
"Lord Falkiri, what the elves feared in you was not to your blame. We feared the damage done by your wicked master. Will you deny your temper, and what has sometimes come of it?"
"No. But I asked if you still feared it."
One of the elves laughed.
"Lord, you are not the furious man I had heard of. Here I have seen you accept insult with dignity, and remain courteous and capable of thought to all. For myself, but I am not the one who will decide. I would